Nolte, Portland's Democrat mayor, now says he wants more police officers. By John Nolte on July 20, 2021. After a series of deadly downtown shootings over the weekend, Portland's Democrat mayor, Ted Wheeler, now says he wants more police officers. Amazing, simply amazing. When the shootings hit downtown, only then does mayor sociopath say enough. Shootings in inner cities? No problemo, whatever. But start shooting up downtown, and Wheeler turns into Dirty Harry. More proof Democrats are still the racists they were when they fought a civil war to hold on to their slaves, formed the KKK, created Jim Crow, and aggressively sought to block civil rights legislation. After more than a year of allowing the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to destroy his city, after more than a year of emboldening criminals with anti-cop smears, after more than a year of releasing suspected criminals without bail and without charging them at all, after more than a year of attempting to defund the police and demoralizing the police and losing 125 active duty officers, Wheeler has finally seen the light. How many people had to die before this sociopath came to his senses? How many had to lose their businesses and livelihoods before this sociopath finally woke up? How much longer will Portland's woketards continue to elect Democrat sociopaths who do nothing as their cities burn and people die? I mean, gee, it only took a shitload of shootings, Portland's Black population dying at historic rates, the feckless mayor himself suffering an assault, and a god-awful mass shooting over the weekend to wake this sociopath up. The mayor also acknowledged an uphill battle. The chaos of the early Saturday morning mass shooting was not the only violence happening, as Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell pointed out Saturday afternoon. We've had 11 shooting incidents resulting in 13 people injured or killed, and that's in a span of 38 hours, said Lovell. To try and protect downtown better, the mayor said they are looking at ways to bring more officers in from surrounding precincts. But the police bureau is down 125 officers in the past year. And so I will fight for additional resources for the police bureau. I will fight for more police officers, and I will fight for more tools and whatever support the police bureau needs to get its job done, the mayor finally announced after a year of chaos. Riots, murder, and death, all of it predictable the moment his administration sided with violent criminals and terrorists over law enforcement. Not to downplay all this unnecessary death and tragedy in Portland, but one of the upsides of woketardery is that it's always going to fail, it just is. If you coddle rioters, you invite rioting. If you castrate the police, violent criminals will take advantage. If you refuse to institute bail, alleged criminals will commit more alleged crimes. If you empty prisons, there's gonna be more crime due to a larger criminal population. People do not want to live this way. Not even woketards. So woketardery will always fail, and too many innocent people will die and get hurt in the process until sociopaths like Wheeler are forced to admit they were wrong about absolutely everything. But let's not pop the champagne yet. Just because this sociopath says he's going to do something doesn't mean he will or can. He's dealing with a herd of Democrat sociopaths on the city council and a policing population that wants nothing to do with a city that stabs them in the back, scapegoats and hangs them out to dry, that turns around and releases violent thugs after they've risked their lives to apprehend them. Plus, don't forget these cops have families. Would you want to move your family to a shithole like Portland?